come back.
He is doing team meetings. He's doing everything but the practices. So he's been part of this team. And I think that that's only, you know, encouraging, I think, for ultimately getting this done. When that happens, I still don't know. The 49ers don't know. Brandon Ayuk doesn't know. But the point is that he's here, and he seems to be enjoying himself.
This is Adam in the City, and you're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
What is going on, Adam? What's going on, Adam? How's Matt Barrels from The Athletic? Brandon Ayuk's in a good place. He's in a good place. I'm in a good place. What is this? Lubman, what did you just send me? What did you send me? What did you send me, Lubman?
What? I don't know which part. I send you a lot of things.
No, you just sent the text. You literally just sent the text.
Just now?
Yeah.
I sent a text like 25
minutes
ago.
Okay, what is this text? What is this?
Some stuff the Giants are doing.
What are they doing?
Got some prospects that we've never heard of that are going to be maybe called up soon.
Do you know what the Giants are doing? This is a great segue.
Are you kidding me? What
he sent
this?
You a prospect that might get Encarnacion. He might get called up.
That nobody's ever heard of.
That's okay.
We've never heard of this guy. Not one Giants fan has talked about this guy, Encarnacion. He's had 352 in AAA, 10 home runs.
Well, have you ever heard me say Birdsong?
How many people were talking about Pablo Sandoval before he showed up?
Exactly.
Oh, don't go.
Don't hate the player.
Don't go there. Don't go there. People.
How many people were talking about Brock Purdy before he showed up?
Exactly.
Well, that's the truth. But don't start now with this.
Let's start this.
It's a cross prospect with the Giants.
You stop.
I'm trying to be positive with the Giants. They won 1-0. They won 1-0.
Did you hear what they said? Like Felipe Alou said about. This is not true. I'm just joking. Felipe Alou said on these airwaves that he was the next steroided up Barry Bonds. No, I'm just teasing. That was like a joke going back to earlier. Rice on roids.
15 minutes ago?
Let's just enjoy the Giants 1-0 victory over the Oakland Athletics, okay? Let's just enjoy that win before we start talking prospects and who's going to get caught up and help us go to the World Series. Not today.
Well, speaking of World Series, let's talk
about an organization that's got to the Super Bowl.
Okay, well,
not a team that scored 3 runs in 2 games against the Oakland Athletics. Are you going to send me something about a prospect? Oh, this is going to excite Giants fans. This prospect in AAA is back 352. Well, hell, Marco Luciano tore the ball up. What was Luis Matos just doing in AAA? This guy can't hit anything. Can't hit a wet paper bag if his life depended on it. The hell with the prospects of the Giants. Let's just be positive and enjoy the complete game shutout with Logan Webb and let them enjoy their flight to Cincinnati, and we'll get back to them on Monday. For crying out loud.
Well, now that's positivity.
Good Lord.
Play the music.
Ross Stripling was dealing yesterday. Looked like Greg Maddux on the mound. Like, let's stop with the prospect stuff. Enough is enough. All right? Let's just enjoy the win. Move on. And be happy that they went 5-1 on their homestand against the Colorado Rockies and the Oakland Athletics.
You pride yourself on knowing everything.
Prospects.
Watching everything. Prospects. And remembering everything.
The hell is this Encarnacion guy? It's unbelievable.
He's a guy that you might remember his number one day. You said you don't know numbers. Is that true?
Yeah, I'm not a good number guy.
Yeah, but you remember all the dates and it was a foggy day. It was August 17th, and you know it was Atlanta Fulton County Stadium. Sometimes. You remember all those things. Let's play a game called Name That Number.
Oh. Oh, I like this music.
The 2014 Giants are going to be celebrated as it's 10 years since they last won their World Series.
Back to the Giants.
I'll let you do the same exercise with the current Giants roster with me. I'm going to go through the roster. Can you name a total of 9? So you could field a whole team of guys whose number you knew from the 2014 Giants. Are you ready?
Okay.
All right. Buster Posey, what number?
28.
You're correct. That's 1. Brandon Belt.
Is Brandon Belt number 9?
Number 9.
Wow, I'm surprised I got that.
That's 2. Joe Panic.
Joe Panic, I want to say he was 12.
Yep. Brandon Crawford.
35.
I'm going through the starting lineup, essentially. Pablo Sandoval.
48.
Here's a tough one. Michael Morse.
Was he 30?
38.
38. I knew it was a 30 number.
Angel Pagan.
Who was the crazy horse? Crazy horse. Was he 18?
16.
16. See, it was
not
right there.
Bad.
Right there.
Hunter Pence.
What was Hunter Pence?
With the Giants.
Yeah, with the Giants. What was Hunter Pence? Was it single digits or double digits?
It was single digits.
It was. I'm going to say number 8.
Yep. All right, just need a couple more here to round this out. Gregor Blanco.
I was the shark. It was a great white shark. It was some weird number, right?
No, it's pretty easy. Emmanuel Burris also wore this number.
Oh, I don't remember that number.
Kevin Mitchell wore this number.
What was Kevin Mitchell's number?
Oh, my God.
I forget Kevin Mitchell's number.
The same as Gregor Blanco's number.
Same as Gregor Blanco's number. 7, the wrong one.
What is it?
Number 7!
Oh, yeah, Kevin Mitchell was 7. Yeah.
How about, let's go to the rotation.
Kevin Mitchell was 7.
Madison Bumgarner.
40.
Good. Ryan Vogelsong.
Oh, I'm going to say a random number like 31.
32. Very close.
Was he really 32?
32.
Wow, I didn't know that. I did not know that.
Tim Lincecum.
Oh, he's 55.
Matt Cain.
18.
All right, you win. You got 9. Attaboy.
Surprise.
Attaboy.
Surprise.
Let's see. Now, I want you to pull up the current roster, Lubman. We'll work together.
All right.
Can we name? Now, you named a lot. You probably could have kept going.
Maybe. I don't know.
Let's see if we'll work in tandem.
Jose and Vallejo, stay on the line. We're getting right back to the Niners. I had no idea these jokers duped me into talking Giants.
Name that number.
We were going to play a game, and the game is about the damn Giants. Can you believe that? Can you believe this?
I was actually very impressed. I didn't think you could get that.
Yeah, I didn't think so either. And I closed my eyes. I didn't look at anything.
No, I had no idea
what you guys were doing.
Yeah.
I just brought up the Giants randomly because I was like, oh, the Giants won nothing, blah, blah, blah. Sends me this damn text about a prospect. Right, and now I got the text line 707 telling me, hey, Bonte, watch his at-bat against Max Fried in AAA. He'll get a kick out of that one. Really? He had a good at-bat? Gosh.
All right, give us the current team.
All right, what about, you want the current team or 2014 team?
No, the current team.
Okay, the current team, give me Wilmer Flores' number.
Oh. 41.
41. Yeah, I agree with that.
I know these.
Yeah, of course you know these. You're obsessed with numbers.
See,
it's more fun for Bonte.
Well, give me some random bullpenners.
Yeah, because I don't...
Okay, Taylor Rogers.
Taylor, the lefty's 33. I think Tyler's 71 or 72.
What about Doval?
Doval's 75. He wore the same as Zito.
Yeah, I know.
This is my wheelhouse.
You duped me into talking Giants. You know what? The hell? Jose Vallejo, get out of here. Now you're bringing me down right now. Jose, these guys, you know, I got to say something real quick, Jose. You know, now that we're here, Jose, I'm going to let you cook. But now I'm getting a little ticked off now. I'm a little ticked off now that you guys duped me into talking about this. And now I got to bring it up. I love FP Santangelo. But this is how bad we're getting here. FP said yesterday, the way the Giants treat their players and their families, they have a reputation as the New York Yankees of the National League. There's no second rate in the Giants, other than the way things have been handled lately with free agency signings and the trade deadline. I mean, we got to stop. We got to stop with this stuff, okay? We have to be realistic. We have to keep it real. The Yankees are the National League?
Oh.
I mean, come on, man. This is too much. We're AAA prospect. I am prospect out. Oh, my God. I got a headache talking about this damn team. Matter of fact, I'm the better off. I don't even want to see orange and black right now.
Wait,
I don't want to see.
He said that the Giants are like the Yankees, not Philly, not the Dodgers, not the Braves.
The way the Giants treat their players and families, they have a reputation as the New York Yankees of the National League.
Well, I mean, Mauricio Dubon disagrees. Ross Stripling disagrees. DeScalfani disagrees.
That was true, though.
What?
Carlos Rodon told me that, though.
Right. Carlos Rodon also told you he wanted to be a Giant for life.
Yes, I know.
I might as well call him Carlos Pete Rose Rodon at this point. I mean, the guy's lying. Play a game. And we're going to name Giants numbers? You want to be the name numbers on this damn team? What guy am I even talking about them?
He really said that the Giants are the Yankees of the National League.
In the way they treat their families and players.
Okay.
I mean, come on.
Are we serious about this?
I mean, this is what we're doing. And that's why I'm a little fired up, because London Sinsman is...
Because they treat families good. I expect you to treat families well. Oh, you don't act like the Oakland A's as an organization. Congratulations.
Good for you.
I mean, really? And then I get this
thing from London about this guy, and now Encarnacion may be the next, I don't know, Roberto Clemente.
I doubt that. I mean,
but it's a backerly tweet that Lubman sends me, news that will excite those who have been watching what outfielder, I can't even pronounce his first name, Encarnacion, has been doing in AAA. 352, 10 homers, and 125 at-bats. I mean, come on. I was just feeling good. Think about New Orleans in February. Think about margaritas and everything. As the Niners going to... And we got FP talk about we're the Yankees of the National League in terms of how we treat our players and families. And I got Lubman sending me a tweet from Baggerly about a damn AAA prospect who may excite us. He's going to excite us. Really, we just beat the stinking A's 1-0. Went life and death with the A's.
I thought you were feeling positive.
Life
about
and
that
death. Way. No, no, I'm not
what
positive
a sack
anymore.
Fly.
When I tweeted somebody yesterday, said, Bonto, we beat the A's, I said, I'm trying my hardest to be positive right now. I am trying my hardest. This team has ruined my week. This has been a week from hell because of the damn San Francisco Giants. Can't even enjoy my baby girl, Baby Chance. She's so tall now, she can read one of the light switches. Out. And we got a prospect, and we're the Yankees in the National League. Jose and Vallejo, please bring the show back, because I'm going to have a meltdown. I'm literally having a meltdown right now. Jose and Vallejo, what's happening?
Can you imagine Nebraska football saying, we're the Alabama of the Big 12?
Hey.
Go ahead.
How's it going, Bonte and Shasky? Hey, Bonte, you had me so hyped this morning when you were getting everybody hyped about the Niners, and then you guys started talking about the Giants. But I'm gonna bring this back.
Bring this back. Bring it back, please.
I'm juiced, bro. You had me so hyped. You know how hard it was all these months. I'm a barber, so my coworkers are Raider fans, and my clients are Raider fans, and they were chirping. I had to stay quiet. But check this out. We are going to win this year, bro. We're going to go to New Orleans, and we're going to win. We don't care who we face this year.
It could be
the Chiefs, the Bills. It could be Miami. It could be the Ravens. It don't matter. We're taking it home this year. I'm going on vacation right now. I'm going to Seattle. I guess I'm all Niner'd out. So when I land in Seattle, I'm wearing all Niner gear, bro.
I love that.
Let's go. Let's get this chip,
hey,
baby.
Jose, real quick. You get the Pikes. What is it? Pikes Place up there. You catch a little fishy up there, and you let them know I'm Jose from Vallejo, and we're coming up here to kick your ass again, and we're going to shut the Twills down again, and you tell them we own Lumen Field. We own Seattle and the entire Pacific Northwest. New head coach going to come in this division and beat Shedhead. You let them know, Jose. The hell with let's talk about a real organization. Talk to me, Jose.
I'm going to let them know, and then I'm going to call you back on Monday, and I'm going to tell you how they felt about it.
Niners, woo! That's what I'm talking about. Rolando, Napa, talk to me. Talk to me, Rolando. Inject this enthusiasm into my veins.
Hell yeah, dude, man. Screw the Giants, man. Talk about red and gold, baby. Judgment Day's coming, Kansas City. We're going to crown your ass in your... You hear that, Taylor Swift? We'll make you cry to Travis Kelce when you see Brock Purdy throw 6 touchdowns in New Orleans. You got that?
You know what, Rolando? You know what, Jose?
What happened? Isolate that immediately. I gotta hear that. What?
You know, after New Orleans, we gonna be singing, shake it off, shake it off. Hey, Whitley Sandrano, Kansas City, shake it off, shake it off. We gonna be doing all that. You damn right, 6 touchdowns in New Orleans. I'm here for that.
Judgment Day. I thought he was like, is Aaron Judge coming back to the Bay? What is going on?
I'm so damn sleep deprived right now.
My guy, what happened at the end of that call? The Swifties got him at the end of that call. He said Taylor's name, and somebody just like,
not able to shake it
off. Can you replay that call, please?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, give me a second.
Can you replay that call? Hey, it's good to know. Listen, man. It's
like August 1st. Darth Vader came in and like choked my guy, dude, from afar.
I kind of got okay? a headache. You got any of those Tylenols? You got any of those pills, Shasky?
I do. I'm floating. I think if I take one more, my liver is going to explode.
No, I may need one right now, dude. I may need one right now. Oh man. Where do we go from here? I just, please.
The unemployment line?
No more.
Hell yeah, dude, man. Screw the Giants, man. Talk about red and gold, baby. Judgment Day's coming, Kansas City. We're going to crown your ass in your... You hear that, Taylor Swift? We'll make you cry to Travis Kelce when you see Brock Purdy throw 6 touchdowns in New Orleans. You got that? You got that?
Oh, I'm legitimately crying. It's got to be the Tylenol.
Hey, I need some Tylenol, too. I need some Tylenol. I literally got a migraine coming right now, dude. I worked myself up too much, man.
And it, my guy was, needed a wet wipe at the end of that call.
You know, I got Jose going to Seattle. Jose, please be safe.
Oh, my God.
Jose, please be safe. I don't want to do bad. Just be careful up there, Seattle. You're in enemy territory.
Has made us go crazy. We're pretending that Gene Washington called this show. We're saying that the next Ricky Pearson, he's the next Rice on steroids. Not Jerry Rice. Rice on steroids, whose career looks like it's on steroids. It's so incredible. And then we got callers pleasuring themselves at the end of saying we're going to throw 6 touchdowns against the Chiefs in Judgment Day.
It's kind of my fault. It's kind of my fault. I felt like we need some juice. I start talking this offense. I just feel like I need to fire people up. I feel like Niner fans been downed out. We've been beat up over and over and over. Standing 8 counts. TKOs.
Shut up. Let me hear it.
You got that?
Wait, can you play one more time?
You got that?
It might be a Call of the Year nominee right there.
Seriously, throw me the box of Tylenols. I'll pop it right here on there, dude. I swear to God. I was just trying to get people off the mat, dude, because we're down and out. Wow, this is a big boy pack, too. I like the rapid release gels. I'm taking 2 drugs. Release. Kids, don't do drugs, folks. If you're watching on YouTube, do not do drugs.
You got that?
That's better than the Kirk Cousins. You like that? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Is he okay?
So
you like that?
You know, I feel better already. Oh, my God. That is rapid release. Those are good.
I told you. I was floating today.
Dude, listen.
That.
So, Kyle Kelly, our boy Kyle Kelly, who was at Fremont Bank, right? He's at Fremont Bank at the summit. And he just said, shout out Juice. And now I'm thinking, where is Juice? Juice. You want to take... Juice is down bad, dog. We haven't heard from Juice in a long time. He used to text us his phone number just to give him the bat signal.
How do we even recover from that?
You got that?
Thank God we got in that name that number segment. Hey, he helped me get through this show, though. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, my temperament, dude, it is, you know, I was talking to the boss man yesterday. I said, man, I haven't been on any vacation. I'm taking a vacation in August. I need to take a couple days off because the Giants they've worn me out this week.
What did he say about that?
He's like, yeah, you might be right about that.
Yeah, you carried me this year.
No. You carry me every day. Dude, but like, I'm sitting here thinking, I'm just going through the last 2 weeks. And the fact that Anthony Slater said, boy, if they don't win today, the show tomorrow is going to be incredible. I said, have you heard us the last 3 days? He goes, no, I saw a clip with you cooking Varha last week is all I needed to know. The Giants have literally worn us out.
I mean,
they wore me out, dog, to where I'm trying to enjoy the 1-0 victory last night, realizing that we scored 3 runs against the measly A's in 2 games. They be giving up home runs. They give up home runs all the time.
They won the game on a sack fly against Ross Stripling, one of the worst pitchers in baseball.
And you want me to name that Giant and their numbers. I want to be positive as much as everybody. Oh, I don't care. Sean Jelly should have a number at this point.
Kyle Harrison.
What is Kyle Harrison? He's in the 50s, right?
45.
Oh, is he 45?
He's got to be 45, right? Yep.
He's 45? So he did have a five. All right, that's cool.
I am mad at whoever's handing out numbers. Can somebody get my guy Birdsong a better number than 60? What are we doing here?
Dude.
Like, what are we doing?
What number should he have?
Not 60. If I see you, like, look, I'm going to tell you right now. I do jerseys for the kids, right? I'm like, hey, what number do you want? And there's a kid, Nick, he goes, I want 79. He's a hockey player, right? And it looks badass, right? For like a 13-year-old kid to have number 79. Kids want 99. They want 10, 21, 25, 20, you know. If you say, I want 60, I want to know more. I'm like, all right, why?
Is 60 the number 48 for cornerbacks? Like, remember, who was that number guy?
Yeah.
Remember the guy who got cooked by Devontae Parker? It was unbelievable radio, by the way. It was when Jim Cozumel was in Yosemite.
60's a bad number.
Dude, Jim Cozumel hit us up and was like, I'm in Yosemite, and I just looked at the Dolphins-Niners score during the pandemic season when Jimmy almost got killed. Who was it? Ross Dwelly missed a block, and I thought Jimmy died on the football field. I said, damn. But
60 for certain cultures is a big, like, 61, I believe, is Ergueto Bina, LeVon Hernandez. Mm-hmm. Like, 61 is a 60? 60 is bad. Like, name any sport, a guy who's famous wearing number 60.
Yeah, I don't. Any linemen out there? Any offensive lineman?
60?
Yeah, 60 is a weird number.
That's all I'm saying.
60 is a weird number. Weird number. It's like 46. Who was the quarter in Miami?
Yeah, he's 48.
They were down 21-0.
Burks.
We were saying it before Colbert or something, I think.
Yeah, he was terrible.
But we were like, and it was like, Kate, we got a corner wearing number 48.
No.
This ain't going to end well.
No.
And then the game starts and Ryan Fitzpatrick, all of a sudden we blink our eyes and it's 21-0.
It's like a running back wearing like 46.
Yeah, you can't do that. Running back like Mark Logan wearing number 43. Like, what are we doing?
Well, Darren Sproles got away with it for a year, and Alfred Morris got away with it for a year, 46.
But exactly.
You're not legit with that number. I'm sorry. I'm out on that. The number is very important.
That's why
Marco Luciano's wearing 37. Can we get him a better number?
Shout out to Coach Buck, because he wanted me to send you a picture of the Little League team, and I forgot, and I just got reminded when Robin called. So he just texts me, goes, B, this is the year for the Niners. He's filling it. I'm filling it. Jose and Vallejo's filling it. Rolando and Napa's filling it. He also said, Warriors didn't improve themselves this offseason. And then he goes, the Giants ain't bleep. Fired at GM. I'll just leave it at that. I'm not going to say what he said in between that. Fire in the GM, because there's a lot. You get us all fired. You talk about unemployment. Just said,
I'll be real with you. It does feel like, to me, if we don't win the Super Bowl this year,
it's it.
It's going to be hard for me to rev myself back
Otto
up.
Otto Graham, 60. Otto Graham, number 60.
I mean, he played 65 years
ago.
Yeah,
well, you said it. Otto Graham, 60. It's a good call. Dick Allen for the A's wore 60. Daniel Brunskill, 60.
Okay.
Tommy Pham wore 60? Wow, that's from Drew down on YouTube. Look, I was thinking about this too. If they don't win it this year, it could end like Andy Reid in Philadelphia. Well, the last couple of years are just mediocre because you got so much turnover.
I trust they can draft and develop well.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, they were solid in Philly.
I think they went 4-12.
They were 8-8. I think the last four, but they had a lot of injuries, right?
Yeah.
But it just got stale. At one point, I don't think we're even close to this point. I think Shanahan's going to be here for a long time. This is year 8 of Shanahan. Is there any doubt he's going to be here for 10 years?
Oh, he's got 10. Like, even if they fall on their face this year, they've got multiple years after.
But if they don't win it with this core group, it will be hard to replenish the playmakers. Because not only that, what we're not thinking about, what we're not talking about, I should say, is all the guys we lost to the front office to help John.
That's true.
Adam Peters, Rand Carthon. Those are just two guys. They've lost a lot of guys. We've lost a lot of assistant coaches. So this does feel like Shasky, and I feel like the players know that. Yeah, we know we're back in the conversation, but we have to finish the job. And you know what? We've been down so bad, but we're back. Going back to training camp and seeing the beats and hearing about Ricky Pearsall and hearing about Debo and D'Amore Lenore, I do believe the NFC still runs through the 49ers. And I do believe, Shasky, we will be in New Orleans watching the 49ers in another Super Bowl. I truly believe that.
Maybe I don't go this year.
Well, I'm going. Day in and I'm going. I'm there. Probably shouldn't because, you know, our track record is not good. Maybe you stay home. I'll go myself. Because I went to Dallas by myself. We won. I went to SoFi by myself. Week two, they won. Maybe you don't go. I'll go by myself.
Boy, it's totally unfair. Putting way too much on it.
I saw how rich you were midway through the first quarter. I said, oh, boy.
Well, I mean, I did get my face splattered open by...
Oh, yeah, you got hurt. Yeah, you got hurt before the
like
game.
Minutes after we got there, too.
Oh. Matias. Yeah, I'm going solo. You stay home. You stay home with baby LJ. Michelle. And when they win, you party on Mission Street. I'll party on Bourbon Street. And I'll FaceTime you.
I want to take him to the Jets game for his first game because she wouldn't let me take him to the NFC Championship game last year.
Yeah, you shouldn't have. Well, I mean, the guy was...
I was weeks old. I know.
Yeah, he's 2 months.
And he was preemie. Yeah. But I think Jets opening night, she's like, well, are we going to get a hotel room down there? Because, you know, his bedtime. I'm like, screw his bedtime for one night.
I do that with Dana all the time. And it's...
And how's that work?
Doesn't work out well for me. Doesn't work out well for me. Does it?
Is it Sunday night or Monday night?
No, it's Monday Night Football.
Oh, so we're going to be the late start?
Yeah.
Damn.
Maybe we'll get a hotel room. We do the show from the Hilton the next day.
Ooh, that sounds like a good idea.
Can we do that?
Put that on the books. Because then I'll tell Michelle, hey, you want to walk through the parking lot? No, that's not cool. Letting her walk through the parking lot with my son all the way over to the Hilton. I'd probably have to go with her. That stinks.
Why not? Why not? All right, man. Look,
flabbergasted.
Yeah, Rolando and Jose. Jose, safe travels to Seattle. But I am fired up. You guys brought me down a little bit playing this game and leading it back to you guys are slick.
All right, let me
you
ask
you
a question.
You and Lubman are slick.
Let me ask a question.
Y'all just couldn't help yourself with the Giants.
Best
and this
player
prospect
with
stuff.
The worst number ever.
Best player with the worst. Well, what's the worst number?
Well, that's why I'm asking.
What is the worst number?
Like 99 is synonymous with what? Gretzky?
Yeah. D-line. Well, Gretzky, I thought was 98. Was Gretzky 99 or 9? He was 99. My bad. I like 99 as a number.
Yeah. Manny Ramirez sick. Did it before Aaron
I
Judge.
I mean, yeah. And then 99 is a sick number. Dennis Rodman, 91.
He's 10-2, though. Like, to me, he's also 10. Like
wasn't he like 71 with the Lakers?
He was a bunch of numbers.
Yeah, I mean he has some weird numbers.
But that's
so like
a good one.
Mavericks. Yeah, 91's a terrible number.
It is.
Jordan had the 45 for a couple weeks. That was nasty.
Well, Bob Gibson.
Yeah, but in basketball, 45.
Okay.
Yeah. Bob Gibson. You see his numbers. The World Series against the Red Sox.
Of course
Sox.
I did. Yeah. No, I've never seen Bob Gibson's numbers.
No, I'm talking about this World Series against the Red Sox. 3 games. He won all 3 games. Shut them down. Shut them down.
Juan Toscano-Anderson had 95.
Ooh, that's not bad.
I'm
saying
great player, but I just talk about weird numbers. Guys we like with weird numbers.
D. Lou on YouTube. 10 gives us horrible memories, Bonte.
Bruce Ellington. Kyle Williams.
Well, who else?
Among others.
Who else?
Jimmy!
77 Luka. 77 Luka.
It's kind of an ugly number.
Yeah, and he's a great player.
41 for Dirk.
Yeah, those are ugly numbers. Ugly numbers.
Like Luka's kind of making 77 happen, though.
I'm kind of with you on that.
That's like, Mr. Relevance
that
on YouTube.
A little bit cooler if Luka's wearing it.
It's 510, Xfinity Bubble Text Line, Jason Schmidt, 29. 808, Johnny Lemaster, 13.
A-Rod wore 13 with the Yankees, and Jazz is wearing it currently.
The Yankee fans want 13 retired for A-Rod.
Good.
Yeah.
Good to see A-Rod getting his love.
He's getting his love. No, 4 is a good number. 4 is a good number.
Mel Ott.
4 is a great number.
Lou Gehrig. 0 to 49. Like, most of those numbers are pretty good. But after you get to, like, number 50, I feel like the numbers start getting kind of
Tyler Fitzgerald, 49. Horrible number.
It is a horrible number. They're just giving these dudes spring training numbers.
It's horrible.
I mean, these number. Are spring training numbers. So what are we doing? By the way, Tyler Fitzgerald, his ball handling ability.
Not a great shortstop.
Yeah, I mean, he's just a dude.
Like, look, again, I listed off the guys who have had good runs for the Giants, only to turn back into a pumpkin. Donovan Solano, Darren Ruff, Wilmer Flores, Tyro Estrada. Just go down the list. But you're seeing it currently with number 0, Brett Wisely, right? Like, it's easy to come up. Not easy. You can come up and have success for 10 to 15 days. Yeah. It's much harder to sustain that success.
707, Ron Artest, number 37.
See, now that is a good one.
Here's one I totally forgot about. When Prince Fielder was with the Rangers, he wore 84.
Wow.
I assume for how many Big Macs you would eat a day. But
see, I wouldn't consider him 84.
He went vegan. He went vegan.
He did not go vegan. That was apparently a lie. Yeah, he had clubbies going to get him McDonald's.
I always remember watching that inside the park home run that he had
way back when.
Just incredible feat of athleticism. I think his son just got drafted, by the way.
He did.
Pretty sick.
They're a third-generation family. Yeah, similar.
That's also.
Can you name another one? Third generation baseball.
The Boones.
And the Bells.
Look at
you.
Yeah, come on now.
Sounds like a soap opera.
The Boones and Bells.
Ichiro, 51.
Not great, but also Randy Johnson's number.
Yeah. Not a great number. Just a good number, though. 78, Anthony Munoz.
See, now that's a good one. That's really good.
415, Anthony Munoz.
That's really good.
Ty Streets is not a great player. 89 is a terrible number, but Ty wasn't great. The player does make the number 408. You're right. The player does make the number.
They do. But like 18 on Matt Cain looked better than 43 when he first started. 18's an okay number.
It's all right.
It's okay. Yeah. And that's Peyton Manning's number, but it's okay. Yeah, but
I never loved it as a quarterback
either. See, like Blake Snell wears 7. Right. And I think single digits on a pitcher, him and Stroman, they don't look right.
Yeah, but I do love you a single digit number, though.
No, I know,
but not on a pitcher. You don't like him on a pitcher. It's interesting.
Don't like him on pitchers.
If you could be like with Stroman, if you could rock the zero and be a pitcher like him, like
he also wore 6.
You could make that number work if you're Stroman.
I like it for Stroman too because he's a smaller pitcher. He's a small dude.
Very athletic too, and I like the O with the stro. I like.
Yeah, that. I kind of like that too.
He makes it work.
Bernie Kosar, 19.
Well, that's Johnny Unitas. Said that.
Johnny Unitas. By the way, Bernie Kosar, we had him on a show. He was good. Did you look up whether or not Gene Washington said that? Did you Google it? He didn't say that, Joe? You looked it up? G. Washington never said that?
Of course he didn't. Of course he didn't.
Can you just Google Ricky Pearsall as Jerry Rice on steroids? And maybe something comes
up. Nothing's going to come up.
Some Reddit thread somewhere. Guys, you know what's another great number? 5, as in Fast 5.
Joe DiMaggio. It's time for the Xfinity Fast 5. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
And 510 reminded us, while Toscano Anderson, 195, in honor of 95th Street in the town where he's from. His mom's house. Forgot all about that. Good call. Good call, 510. Good call. All right, final thoughts. I want Kansas City and New Orleans. I want to kick their ass week 7 at Levi's, and that'll be a warning shot. Kind of like the warning shot the Niners gave the Cowboys in 94 regular season, going to kick their ass in an AFC championship game. Same warning shot the Niners in 81 gave the Cowboys in a regular season, and then the catch happened in the NFC championship game. I'm going to send a message to Kansas City at Levi's Stadium, then we're going to kick their ass in New Orleans. Xavier Worthy, just wait till you get popped by Fred Warner. All that speed. Yeah, we know how to gain speed, all right? It's called being physical. All right? I see you in New Orleans, folks.
All right, my final thought is this. I'm really enjoying the Olympics because I'm watching a lot of things that I would never tap in on. Field hockey today, watched some swimming yesterday. I was watching shooting. I don't know if you caught there are some crazy. It looked like the guy was wearing, like, what are they called? The Google glasses or whatever. And then I saw another dude not wearing anything. Oh, he was just shooting.
The dude for Turkey. Yeah, he just had his hand in his pocket just shooting.
Dickhead. I totally botched that
Oh my God.
Save that for mispronunciation.
Oh my God. Can you just replay that?
Oh my God.
Hey, look, D-I-K-E-C. Yeah, he's 51 years old, won the silver medal in the pistol shooting yesterday. With, like, sweats, a t-shirt, one hand in the back pocket, just looking so casual while, you know, shooting his way to a silver medal. Good for you, man. Sorry I botched your name there.
Oh, man. You know what?
I just hijacked your final thought.
The Power Radio. Vince, Bonte got me pumped at 9 a.m. driving to work. I'm ready for the Niners now. See? That's all it took. Put your eye black on, folks. Let's strap up. It's August now.
Pause.
It's August now. Strap up. Well, you need to strap up anyway. If you're not ready to be a daddy or a mommy, strap up, boy. Safe sex. Need to practice that. But listen, it's go time. Joe, get on the mic, man.
What is going on here?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Tylenol's double strength.
Oh, dude, it is good. It's kind of like my headache is already dissipated, dog. All right, go ahead, Joe. Get in here.
Yeah,
get this mic off.
Yeah, man. The whole Ricky Pearsall being compared to Jerry Rice on steroids, I'm not buying that, man. Just let the man develop, and hopefully, like you said earlier, the speed element that he brings to the team is worthwhile, brother.
That last segment was brought to you by Speed.
Not the movie.
Speaking of numbers, Clay, 31.
Reggie Miller. That's why he's wearing it. Did Draymond say that he's wearing it to one up Steph? He wore 31 because Steph is 30. He wants to one up Steph.
What
was that a real thing?
Say that on?
I hope that's not the case.
Did Draymond say that? The answer is probably yes. No matter what the statement
is. It's always fun, Gary.
I mean, no matter what it is.
That's going to live on forever, huh?
All time. I need that call one more time.
I'm just waiting on it. Can you play the call? And then I'll do Fast Five. Let's go, Lovin. That was Fast Five brought to you by Xfinity. At home, we're on the go. You'll get the fastest internet.
Hell yeah, dude, man. Screw the Giants, man. Talk about red and gold, baby. Judgment Day's coming, Kansas City. We're going to crown your ass in your... You hear that, Taylor Swift? We're going to make you cry to Travis Kelce when you see Brock Purdy throw 6 touchdowns in New Orleans. You got that?